Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron, let's talk a little Penguins here. As the trade deadline just days away right now, the team teetering the edge of playoff contention.
How do they beat New Jersey?
Well, that's another question.
You know, last year they were 1-2-1 against them. They lost the first two regulation, lost the third one in OT. Excuse me, and then did win the fourth one 4-3 in overtime. 1-2-1 this year, 0-3. Joe, they've been outscored 15-6.
It's weird. I mean
it's just a matchup problem for them. Whatever reason, they're horrible against them.
Yeah, and you know the Devils at times have played a faster style and not look like the old Devils, but in the games I see against the Penguins, they do look like the old Devils, patiently mucking up the neutral zone, and I think the Penguins get frustrated playing them, and I think they have to outpatient them, which always makes for exciting hockey. But I think that's the recipe for tonight is just play responsibly. But the trade deadline, Ron. I see the Penguins not doing much, and I advocate that, actually, although there's other teams out there that either are planning to make big moves or a team like the Minnesota Wild. Paul Fenton in The Athletic writes that the Wild can trade anyone, including veterans. That means in addition to previous candidates on expiring contracts like Eric Staal and Eric Fair, remember him, players on long-term deals like Marcus Foligno are on the block as well. The market could very well be flooded, and yet due to cap constraints and the fact that he's already made his big moves, I think, I kind of see Jim Rutherford standing still, although I wonder about some guys. I wonder about a guy like Tanner Pearson. Could you trade him? Could you put him back out there somewhere and bring in something a little more palatable than him?
I guess. He's been scratched the last two games. He had one goal in 13 games.
Could you trade him back for Haggy?
Apparently, according to Mackey, you can't do that based on the CBA. When there's money exchanging hands, you can't do a deal.
I want my money back. I got the receipt.
I'm with you. I think the salary cap is up. He's really up against it there. He did bring in Bukestad and McCann a couple weeks ago, and I think his team is on the ice. And for better or for worse, it's going to be Matt Murray and Casey DeSmith, and I'm okay with that. He might get a depth forward, a depth defenseman maybe. I don't think it's going to be a big deal.
Other teams around the Penguins.
I don't think he's going to trade Jari either. I think you're going to keep him just because of, you know, if you're concerned about Murray being able to last the rest of the year physically.
Yeah, that could be a concern. I'll be interested to see other teams around them, too. I'm looking at NHL.com right now. Capitals listed as buyers. Islanders, the story of the league, the surprise of the league in many ways, considered to be buyers. Rangers, much like the Wild, take your pick, really, of Rangers players. So for teams that are interested in bulking up, Ron, there's no shortage of players going to be on the market. There's going to be a lot of movement is another way of saying that.
That's next Monday, 3:00, I think, is the deadline.
Frank in Uniontown, what's up?
Hi, thanks for taking my call, guys. I wish they would have kept Ryan Reeves. He had some skill. I don't know why they traded him for Derek Brassard, but they need one enforcer. They need one guy that's going to protect the Stars, protect the team. Tom Wilson derailed their series last year, another chance for a Stanley Cup, and they had no answer for Tom Wilson. But they need this one enforcer on the team.
Yeah, like I mean, Ryan Tom Reed. Wilson's nuts, though, Frank. Is there an answer
for Frank,
Tom Wilson? Frank,
why do you want a guy that the coach isn't going to play?
Yeah, that's the only problem.
Well, that's a pretty big problem.
Yeah. He didn't like him for some reason.
No, he didn't like it. He doesn't like that style of play. He doesn't believe in that. He believes that you punish Tom Wilson and the Capitals by beating him on the scoreboard.
I'll tell you.
I understand. Well, what happened last year in the series with Washington? I mean, Tom Wilson just did what he wanted to do, and there was no answer.
No, I hear you. I guess my point would be that he's going to do that anyway.
Alexiak stood up to him, and ran away. Didn't want to fight him.
I guess the counter argument there, Ron, is that a guy like Reeves could have gone after one of their players and done to somebody what Wilson did to Penguins guys. You know what I mean?
Right.
But in the end, you're going to have to beat him on the ice. The Penguins won two cups without Ryan Reeves. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which made the whole thing from the start. I think it was Jim Rutherford getting angry during the second cup run and basically raising a middle finger to the rest of the league.
We're not going to put up with this anymore.
I'll go out and get the toughest guy in the league.
His coach wasn't on board with that, though.
Clearly, no. Here's an interesting guy on the market. It's Marcus Johansson, formerly of the Capitals, now of the Devils, is out there. And as Pierre LeBrun said, he will be a sneaky good trade deadline pickup. He would have been, I think, for the Penguins as a third-line center. I'm not saying that they're not maybe set at that position now with either McCann or Bukestad, depending on how their lines shake out. But I think he is just a good, solid, all-around player. Gives you offense. I think he gives you both sides of the puck. And he's won. I don't think he's won a cup, but he's won. So that's one example of a guy who's going to be on the market of many, I think, that the Penguins won't get him, but teams around them might. You know what I mean, Rob?
Yeah. I mean, teams in better salary cap position than they are. Hey, Rutherford's made moves already. He's made a lot of moves already up to this point to try to make his team better. And I personally think he's pretty much done. I'll be surprised if there's another major move.
In the end, Ron.
And if you're going to bring somebody in, you're going to have to get rid of that money to get.
Right.
You're going to have to get rid of somebody significant. You're not going to add a key player for. A minor paid guy.
In the end, it comes down to what it always comes down to for the Penguins.
Goaltending.
Stars, I think.
Goaltending.
And I would include Murray when he's in right form as one of them. But especially, I think, at the top, it comes down to what are you going to get from Sid, Gino, Phil, Letang? But especially the top two, really.
Right.
Sid, you can count on. Gino, I'm not sure right now.
Boy, he looked good over the weekend, didn't
yes.
he?
Yes. If he plays like that, like we all know he can play, to me that's the most important variable by far with this team.
I would disagree. I would say Murray is the most important variable.
Yeah.
I think you need great goaltending to win. And how did they win the two cups? Because Murray and Fleury both
and Fleury,
were great
yeah.
in the playoffs. And it always comes down to that in the playoffs, doesn't it? Goaltending usually. As you said, you count on Crosby. You like to think Malkin will get it going. I mean, keep it going. But the thing that has to be there is goaltending.
Yeah. No, I hear you. But I've also seen this team lose with good goaltending, like when Fleury really played well against the Rangers in one of the dying days of the Mike Johnston era, and they could never score.
Yeah.
They couldn't score on Lundqvist. They couldn't score on Rask the year before that. So you also need your stars to be stars in the end.
If you had to pick one guy going into the playoffs as the key guy for the Penguins, who would it be? I'm going with Murray.
Yeah, I guess. I guess it would be Murray. But it's still going to be tough to win if he plays well and your stars don't. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know if they can win. I don't know if they can win. I might pick Gino, actually. I may pick Gino as our most important guy.
He can carry you. He's been a Conn Smythe MVP before.
All things being equal, like if Murray just plays well, I don't think he has to be a star. I didn't think he was horrible in the playoffs last year. But they couldn't score against the Capitals when it mattered, you know?
He gave up a couple soft ones, though.
He did. He wasn't great.
He wasn't great. He wasn't as great as he was the 2 years before.
No, for sure. 412-928-9370. Penguins, what do they need, if anything? Do you want to see Jim Rutherford pull the trigger on a deal? And we can also go to baseball, Ron, and owner of the Boston Red Sox had something very interesting to say that was counter to what we heard from Rob Manfred and Frank Coonley a day earlier. And also Jameson Taillon, the Pirates' opening day starter. Would you try to lock him into a long-term deal right now? 412-928-9370. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Locations in North Huntington and North Hills. You can text us on the Edgar Steiner & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Steiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.